What? Thanksgiving is here. This year,
Me too.
the to-do list includes booster shots, tests for everyone. Check on that. On to brine or not to brine?
Yes to brine, Scott
Oh,
says.
okay. When to defrost?
Ooh, I think Tuesday, 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe.
Maybe. We do not have maybes on Thanksgiving, Scott. I already have hives. So let's bring in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, you've got me cracking up
Well,
already.
Hey, Kathy.
you're going to do what you do
Hey,
every
Scott.
year, which is give us turkey tips, because it is so anxiety provoking. Wait till you hear what Scott does with a turkey. But Kathy, first, you're hearing, we understand, a growing interest in vegan dishes.
Yeah, I mean, there seems to be a growing interest in alternative meats, in eating more environmentally, and more people in my circles are vegetarian and in some cases vegan. And I thought, all right, let's do a gorgeous main course for those who are vegan or prefer not to eat turkey.
Yeah.
So I came up with something that I think is kind of spectacular.
Go, tell us.
Okay, so this is a jeweled rice dish. You cook basmati rice with saffron, which gives it this earthy flavor and this gorgeous maroon, orange, red color. And it's got a pinch of turmeric. You cook the rice and then you pack it into a cake pan and you're going to bake it later. And meanwhile, you roast every beautiful seasonal vegetable: beets, leeks, carrots, winter squash, Brussels sprouts. You unearth this beautiful rice dish in the center of a platter, surround it with the roasted vegetables, and then you saute some dried figs and almonds, and you pour that over the rice, and then you add pomegranate seeds and a little
Ooh.
pomegranate
What?
juice. So you've got so many colors and textures and flavors. No one will miss the bird.
I will want to shellac that and put it on the
There you go.
wall.
Sculptural rice.
But we'll have all these recipes at herenow.org, but on to the bird. Scott Tong, you smoke the turkey.
I do. So, soliciting guidance here from Dr. Kathy. This is our game plan. So, we have an electric smoker plug-in, supposed to be idiot-proof, but I have evidence otherwise. So, I
Wait,
try to
wait.
season
Have you
it in the
ever
first.
used it?
Yeah. We've had
Have
it for
you
about
ever?
5 years,
Oh, okay,
but
cool.
we've had
Okay.
we've had issues that I don't have to go into now. But
Do you have a
ideally, we
home?
try.
Do you still
I
have a
try to
home?
season it right. Yeah, right. Yeah. I try to season it beforehand and stick in the meat thermometer. Smoke it at 225 or so with applewood chips. Surely you can improve on this or suggest. Please advise.
Well, I have to be perfectly honest and say I have never smoked a turkey. I have never deep fried a turkey. I know these are methods that many people like. The only thing I'm thinking is a real, and I would advise this for any turkey, a beautiful garlic herb butter or olive oil concoction that you would baste it with. And maybe it would infuse the turkey while it's smoking so that you don't just have the singular note of the smoke flavor, but you also get fresh sage and rosemary and garlic.
I'm writing that down as I talk to you.
Okay,
Quickly
take
on the
notes.
turkey. In some
Send me
cases,
pictures.
I will. It's taken longer, and then we're having 19 people at our house Thursday, and
Wow.
suddenly some people are kind of waiting on one bird here. But I also don't want to start too early, so how do I figure out the timing here?
Well, I think it's always better to start early because a turkey wants to sit for 45 minutes to an hour before you carve it. Let the juices settle. You don't want to cut into it too soon. And the gravy's going to be hot and everything else is going to be hot. And if the turkey's room temperature, it's not a problem.
Okay, you mentioned gravy. And by the way, we do want pictures, Scott, a
They're
fire
coming here now dot
extinguisher.
org.
Yes, a fire extinguisher next to your turkey. Kathy, I do a gravy in the pan from the turkey drippings, and it often comes out. It's black. It's so rich. I mean, I throw in some sherry and, maybe people throw in a Worcester sauce. But what can we add to the drippings?
So you say it's black, which makes me think that something in the bottom of the roasting pan burnt,
yeah,
or it was roasting at too high a temperature. So you want to be careful of that.
Oh, and but wait, it's good. It's good. It's so rich.
Oh, okay, you love that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So I will be starting my gravy on Wednesday morning. I'll get my bird. I'm going to take the neck, the gizzard, the heart out. I'm going to put it into a pot with some onions, carrots, celery, peppercorn, and water. And I'm essentially making a turkey stock. It's just going to simmer for a few hours. When the turkey comes out of the oven, I put it on a platter. I very loosely tent it with foil or parchment paper just to keep it warm and let it sit. Then I take my roasting pan, put it over two burners on the stove, move everything aside because gravy is crucial, and I remove a little fat, sprinkle in some flour, let it really cook for a few minutes, and then I strain that beautiful turkey broth over the turkey fat and flour that's cooked, and I have gravy. And that is all I do. I don't add anything else except salt and pepper, because all the flavor is in the bottom of your roasting pan, and that's going to be the basis of a gorgeous gravy.
So you don't need to have a bottle of sherry.
I would say no. I mean, if you like sherry, sure, have a sip.
Okay. Scott.
Now, Kathy, a word is at the station that one of your annuals is your cranberry sauce, so tell us the story.
This is true. I have been making this cranberry sauce for, I don't want to give away my age, but over 40 years. And it's quite simple. I always have canned cranberry sauce on the table as a homage to my father, who would only eat cranberry sauce if he saw the ridges. But to everybody else, I say, simmer up some sugar and water. You throw in your cranberries. If they're frozen, they can stay frozen. I add a little bit of maple syrup and then orange juice, orange rind, and orange zest. So you're adding the orange in three different ways. You let that cook, and then fresh chopped ginger gives it a very bright, bracing, alive flavor. And then when it's all simmered and thickened, I add chopped fresh pineapple and toasted pecans. And again, textures, colors, flavors. And, you know, it's not just for the turkey. Of course, it's for the midnight sandwich, but it's great on butter cookies and pound cake. And there's so many ways to use this sauce.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, we have a couple minutes here for some quick tips. Frozen turkeys, what's the timing again?
Well, you want to, again, you want to be ahead of the curve here. The best way to do it, if you have the time, is to let it thaw in the refrigerator about 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of frozen turkey. So that means if you've got a 20-pound bird and it's frozen, you need to get busy now. The other big question, you can also fill a sink. I've heard people fill bathtubs for last-minute defrosting to try to make it go quicker if you haven't left enough time. The big question also for so many people is, do I need to brine the bird? And I know this will be the most controversial Thanksgiving.
That is my question for you, Kathy.
Okay, all right.
It's divided Western civilization, so I do it.
Exactly.
I do the wet brine overnight. I'm thinking about doing the dry brine, which I've never done before. But what is your position?
So let's explain to people quickly. A wet brine would be a big bowl filled with salt water and herbs and seasonings. The idea is that this plumps up the bird and makes it moister. A dry brine is when you pat it with kosher salt and brown sugar, and then you rinse it. I don't do any of it. I know that people will disagree with me, and I have never had a dry bird. Ask my family. And I just find that there's so many balls in the air during Thanksgiving. You're doing so many dishes. It's a feast that I just think if you don't need this extra step, don't do it.
Okay. Well, then we're not going to ask you about spatchcocking, whatever that is. We've been talking
That's
Thanksgiving. We're talking Thanksgiving. We'll put it on our website. Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunston. Again, for those who, you know, find it appalling that we're discussing turkeys in this way, she does have that new wonderful sounding vegan restaurant, a vegan recipe as well. We'll have it all at hereandnow.org. Kathy, wish us luck.
Good luck, and have a wonderful holiday to everybody.
Kathy, thank you, and to you.